Thank you for coming out tonight. Years ago, and It's nice to be able to be back at Dazzle and do my thing. I've been a side man in a bunch of projects lately. And
woman.
Side woman. Yes. Sorry. The side woman in a bunch of projects lately. It's so nice to get back and, you know, do my thing with some of the best dudes in the world. I love these guys. Adam Ravel on piano. John Grigsby on bass. And Mark Emmons on drums. This next tune is something that's being covered by a lot of people lately. Stevie Wonder wrote it, Michael Jackson recorded it, and it's just cool, so we're gonna do it now. Softly while you sigh.
love that tune.
So now we're gonna go from like so happy in love to you wronged me and now you're gonna get yours. I didn't really think about that when I made this set list. I didn't really mean to be like, hey, no, I hate you. but yeah, so this is an old standard called Cry Me a River that I rearranged with a friend of mine named John Lake, who is awesome. And we got a little bit of different treatment, so see what you think.
Just to prove you do go on.
Official portfolio. I wasn't as angry. I'm not angry, I swear. I just like all these minor songs with, like, I don't know, oomph. Sometimes that just means you're angry. Everybody has those moments, you know. but back to love. Love, then anger, then love. how many Bob Marley fans we got out there? A few? I mean, you've heard of him, right? Maybe a little bit. All right, we're gonna do one of his tunes here.
I wanna know.
Really curly, shaggy hair that fell into his eyes, and he was always late to class. And he'd just like sit behind the drums and be like, "Oh yeah, I got this." And something amazing would come out. I'm like, "You're like half awake. I don't understand." But now he's just a little more clean cut, but he's still a beast behind there. Glad to have you, Mark. All right, so this one's gonna feature Adam. I like to do some standard ballads. This one's a little lesser known, but was recorded by a lot of the great female jazz vocalists in the past. And so we're going to do this for you now. It's called Trouble Is a Man. It's nicer than it sounds. I really didn't need to pick all these mean, man-bashing songs. I'm very happy. And I like men.
Trouble is a man.
trouble is a man I had a bit of sad news today. I don't know if you guys know Mary McPartland, female jazz legend. She had a show on NPR for almost 30 years, piano jazz. She passed away this morning at the ripe young age of 95. She had many decades in this industry and was a pioneer for people like me. She was pretty awesome because she was this little British white lady who entered the jazz realm at a time that it was dominated by Black American men, and made quite a name for herself. She was one of the last four surviving members of the Great Day in Harlem picture. Did you know that? That there was this picture taken back in the day that was all these jazz greats on this brownstone steps in Harlem, and she was one of the last four, so now there's just three, and it was really sad. I was sad because I used to listen to her show all the time. I loved piano jazz. So we're going to do a song in her honor. She did this song with Bill Evans when he was on her show. You know, they're both okay musicians. If you have to like people that do jazz a little bit, they're kind of okay. So we're going to do a little jazz waltz for you called While We're Young. Thank you. Free to sing or clap or snap, however the spirit moves you. I know you'll like it. I'm just gonna even introduce it.
Thank you.
Treatment of a Monk tune. It's always a little scary rearranging iconic songs, and especially by people like Thelonious Monk, who there's really nothing wrong with anything he did, and I don't necessarily have better ideas because he was a musical genius. But he decided to do a little bit different treatment on Round Midnight, and hope he doesn't roll over in his grave.
So put time on feeling sad.
but it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start round midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. And oh, midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Round midnight, let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when all midnight comes around. Thank you. was Adam Rebell, John Grigsby. Y'all sound so good. It's like sometimes, you know, it's nice to have, these are some of my favorite people on the planet, so that doesn't hurt. But, you know, it's just nice to get back and play with people you don't get to play with much, because these guys are awesome. I mean, I know that, but you're still awesome. All right, so this next tune, have you ever heard of Beck? I know you're a bunch of jazz listeners, but you should know Beck. Okay, so Beck released this entire album of songs called Songreader. He didn't record any of the songs. He just wrote a bunch of songs and put them in paper form. he just wrote out all the melody and all the piano parts, kind of like the old school like songbooks that you would have, with individual little packets like, hey, this is the Cole Porter tune that I want to play, and everybody'd sit around the piano and sing. So he had this idea to do that with a whole album so that his fans could buy this collection of songs and then make them their own. And so we're gonna do that. This song is called Eyes That Say I Love You. And it's our first time doing it too, so. Okay.
You'll be blind and I won't know you.
you. He was playing two keyboards at once. Did y'all see that? And he created that wah wah patch for just, I don't even know how to do it because I'm not a machine. But yeah. He created that patch just for this song. Crazy guy. All right, we're going to go back to a tune that I wrote a couple years ago. And it's funny sometimes. You write these songs when you're like such in whatever mood. This one, I was very in love with somebody. I'm not anymore. I'm not that person anyway. But the song's still good, so we're going to do it. Yeah, you know, screw him, whatever.
Look what I found.
nothing had the chance to be good. Nothing ever could. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. Holding on. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep. Dang it. I really wanted to hold the mic for this last tune. Check. Okay, it's there. All right, one more time. Adam Revelle on keys. Coming down. John Grigsby on bass. Mark Emmons on the drums. I'm Kim Dawson. This is our last tune for the evening. Thank you so, so much for coming out. Really appreciate it. We've been ending our sets with this tune for the last few gigs now, and it's just awesome. If you love jazz and you love SWV and, you know, 90s R&B, then you're going to like this. So I think that kind of probably encompasses everybody in this room. So enjoy. Your love is strong, it keeps on holding on. Thank you so much.